Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. I'm your host, Mike Davies. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, wonderful to talk to you again.
Well, you have been a longtime advocate of property tax elimination and school funding reform in Pennsylvania, and you've authored legislation again this session aimed at finally achieving the goal of lifting this burden from the backs of the state's property owners. Can you give us an update on the status of the property tax elimination bill in the legislature?
Mike, I can. In fact, I have to be honest with you, I'm actually pretty optimistic in a lot of cases. We've run into some obstacles, and I'm on my 10th revision of the bill, and I believe this is the final one. I've been getting a great amount of support and guidance from our majority leader, Representative Brian Cutler, and his staff, as well as majority appropriations chair, Stan Saylor, out of York County, as well as feedback from some members who are not in favor of getting rid of property taxes. So I think we've accommodated a good bit of their concerns into the bill so that we can make this thing as comprehensive as we possibly can. And what it would do is it's a 100% elimination of school property tax if we're successful. I think sometime around mid to late May, we should be able to introduce the language. I'm deliberately not putting the language out yet so that I can make revisions without having to go through the amendment process. So I'm spending a lot of time meeting with the core groups that are concerned, PSEA. I'm dealing with the governor's office. We've met with many of the fellow legislators. I've met with the business community, the landlords and the tenants. We're trying to overcome some of the objections that heard and came about from some of the other bills that we've been trying to get done over the past 15 to 20 years. It's going to be a tough uphill battle. I want to be very candid with everybody. We've got some people that are well-entrenched whose areas will not benefit from getting rid of property taxes. And Mike, that happens because of the school funding formula and the way that's structured, where some of our school districts get a significant amount more money from the state than other school districts. So as an example, in South Central Pennsylvania, most of our suburban schools get less funding from the state than, say, our urban schools, our Class 3 cities, and Class 1 city in Philadelphia gets a significantly larger portion than our rural school districts out in the western part of the state typically have a hold harmless agreement where they get significantly more from the state. So I'm trying to balance all of those different issues to come up with a workable solution, and I think we're getting there. I once again have to tell people we've been getting a great deal of cooperation. Some people who have not been interested in getting rid of it have been willing to meet, recognizing that if one part of the state fails, or if one group of Pennsylvanians fails, meaning people on fixed incomes and the like, that nobody benefits. So I'm hoping that we can come up with a workable solution and get it introduced in May, and then hopefully see if we can get sufficient number of votes to bring it to a full vote, and maybe finally bring this thing to fruition after over 20 years of activity from my predecessors to make it happen.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.